This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a new humanitarian ceasefire that began at 20 hours GMT. Both sides accused each other earlier of fresh attacks in violation of a week-old Russian broker truce that had failed to halt the worst fighting in the South Caucasus since the 1990s. Iran's foreign ministry says a long-standing U.N. embargo on arms sales to and from Iran expired early Sunday in line with a 2015 landmark nuclear deal. The embargo on the sale of arms to Iran was due to start expiring progressively beginning Sunday under the terms of the U.N. resolution. French officials say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Moscow-born Chechen refugee. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun, which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nigerians took to the streets of Lagos Saturday to join mounting protests against police brutality. More than 10,000 demonstrators clogged roads, bringing the center of the economic hub to a standstill. Anger over abuses by the police's notorious special anti-robbery squad erupted into widespread demonstrations last week, forcing the government to scrap the unit. From Washington, this is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a divided world has failed to rise to the challenge of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. He is warning a concerted action is needed to prevent millions of people being pushed into poverty and hunger. This comes as millions of Europeans are facing tough new coronavirus restrictions as governments are stepping up efforts to slow the surge in infections. Meanwhile, protesters descended on central London Saturday as tighter restrictions to curb the spread of the virus went into effect. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
Hundreds of people took to the streets of central London Saturday to protest the new restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. Protesters shunned face coverings as they marched along Oxford Street. Chanting freedom, they held posters bearing slogans against mandatory mask wearing.
It's about living, not just surviving. You know, we want to be able to enjoy our lives, not just be stuck at home or panicking to leave and go out.
The world's financial capital entered a tighter lockdown beginning midnight Friday as Prime Minister Boris Johnson tries to tackle an accelerating second wave.
That is Reuters' Fred Katayama reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Wisconsin at this hour, wrapping up a busy day of campaigning in the Midwest, less than 3 weeks before the presidential election. His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, is keeping a low profile on Saturday in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump is criticizing a fellow Republican. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump is on the attack again on Twitter. The newest target is Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Trump calls him a liability to the party and an embarrassment to his state. Sasse is up for re-election, and in a telephone town hall this week was asked why he's been willing to publicly criticize a president of his own party. Sasse responded that Trump has flirted with white supremacists, mocks Christian evangelicals in private, and, using a crasser phrase, tries to ingratiate himself to global dictators. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands took to the streets across the United States for women's marches on Saturday, issuing calls against President Trump and his conservative Supreme Court pick. The rallies ahead of the November 3rd election were inspired by the first women's march in Washington, a huge anti-Trump rally held a day after his 2017 inauguration. A counter-protest organized by a conservative women's group is also taking place Saturday at the Supreme Court. The Independent Women's Forum held a I'm With Her rally in support of Barrett's confirmation. For all the latest news, whenever you want it, please go to voanews.com and for the latest on the U.S. election. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.